The passage describes the establishment of specific laws for the Nazarite vow, the priestly blessing, and the dedication of the tabernacle and its altar during the Israelites' wilderness journey. With Moses, Aaron, the Levites, and tribal leaders as key figures. In Numbers 6, the Lord gives Moses the law for the Nazarite vow, which involves abstaining from grape products, avoiding haircuts, and staying away from dead bodies, with specific sin, burnt, and guilt offerings required for accidental defilement and for the vow's completion. The Lord then instructs Aaron and his sons to bless Israel with a specific three-part blessing. Following the tabernacle's setup, the tribal leaders present identical offerings over 12 days for the altar's dedication, totaling significant quantities of silver, gold, and animals. The Lord speaks to Moses from above the ark and gives instructions for the lampstand, which Aaron obeys. The Lord then commands the purification and consecration of the Levites as a wave offering to serve at the tent of meeting in place of Israel's firstborn. With their service beginning at age 25 and ending at 50. In Acts, Paul, upon the advice of James and the elders, joins four men who are under a vow, participating in purification rites and paying their expenses to demonstrate his obedience to the law. The psalmist instructs those desiring life to refrain from evil speech, turn from evil, do good, and pursue peace. These events detail the codification of voluntary consecration, the formal blessing of the people, and the elaborate dedication of the worship center and its personnel, establishing patterns of holiness and service for the community. While a later narrative shows the continued practice of such vows in the early church,